Hi, my name is Julia Gisrally. I'm 12 years old and I go to Detroit Country Day Middle School. I'm here with my older sister, Anne Gisrally. She's 15 years old and she goes to Detroit Country Day High School. I'm going to ask her a series of five questions on her middle school life. My first question is, what was the hardest part of middle school?
I feel like the hardest part of middle school was really like trying to understand that teachers really don't care about you, and like they really don't. there's a lot of good teachers that did care and that did like show like a little bit of compassion towards their students, but like for the most part, I like encountered a lot of teachers that were really rude and to me, and like I'm just happy that like period of my life is over now.
Why?
Because I was just so stressed out all the time. And, like, you're not supposed to be stressed out in middle school. And I feel like I cared way too much about what my teachers were going to say to me and what my teachers were going to tell me and, like, all of that. Like, I feel like I just cared way too much and stressed out about it way too much, especially for being, like, around the age of, like, 11, 12, 13 years old. It's just, you know, not right.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's okay.
What was your favorite memory of middle school?
My favorite memory was definitely the Florida or the Boston trips. I feel like the trips that we went on were, like, just the best ever. Like, it was just so much fun. And I feel like it's pretty cool that my grade was, like, the last grade that could go on both, like, all of the middle school trips before the pandemic hit. So it was, like, really cool. And I'm, like, really thankful for that.
What part of the trips was your favorite?
Like, every part. Like it was just, like, so fun.
Do you have one, like, particular part from a trip that you remember exactly?
I mean, I don't really know, but I remember Mr. Henry was my counselor, or my leader person, for, like, Florida. And it was, like, so much fun because he really, like, he let us do whatever we wanted. And it was just, like, he was just such a cool guy. And, like, he doesn't go to the school anymore, which sucks. But, like, yeah, he was a really good, like, teacher.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Made the experience very fun. Uh-huh. Oh, wait. I have another one for my favorite experience.
Go ahead.
My sixth grade math class was definitely, like, the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. Because, like, I'm just so blessed to have been taught by Miss Poole. I know a lot of people, like, in the high school that, like, don't know her or, like, didn't have her as a teacher. And honestly, just, like, I feel so bad because I feel like that math class really, like, shaped me into being the person that I am today. And, like, I know it sounds so over-exaggerated, but Miss Poole literally will forever be my favorite teacher.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
What is one thing that you got the most trouble for in middle school that you remember to this day?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I don't think I got in trouble for anything.
No,
I
mean, you definitely did.
I did, but, like, it was a lot of small stuff.
What's the biggest thing?
I mean, you have the one where she talks too much, and she's always talking, and she won't shut up, and, I mean, I've got that one my whole life, so I don't consider it, like, a big deal, but
what about that one with the how you were chewing gum and you got...
Oh, yeah. I got an infraction for chewing gum past the bell. So, that was the biggest thing that happened to me in middle school.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was... I literally cried half the day.
Who was your best friend in middle school and how did you meet them?
Okay, I met this girl. She was a new girl in the 7th grade. She didn't really have any friends. And, you know, I felt bad for her because the girl, like... She had no friends, and, I mean, she seemed like a nice girl, and, you know, our last names were coincidentally, like, right next to each other in the alphabet, and on the way to the Florida trip, on, like, the way in the airplane, we were sitting next to each other, and her name is Molly, and, you know, we were, like, laughing and joking around the entire flight, and it was just so much fun, and it honestly, like, I mean, I don't know what I would do in high school if I didn't have Molly still. And, you know, she's, like, one of my best friends that I have. So, yeah.
That's great.
I know.
My last question is, who was your least favorite teacher in middle school and why? Keep their name anonymous and their gender, but please say the subject.
Okay. Which teacher did I not like? Oh, like a lot of them. Anyways, so this teacher, I had them, him, her, them, whatever. I had them, and you know, they were just really annoying and just made me like stressed out all the time.
What subject?
I can't say that because it's so obvious.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so we had an essay due, and it was due, like, we didn't have that much time to work on it during class, and, like, while that essay was being assigned and, like, while we were supposed to work on it, I had two big losses in my family, and one of them caused me, like, I had to go up to New Jersey for one of the funerals, and the other funeral I had to go up to Toronto. So, it was just two big tragic moments in my life, and, you know, my family was really going through a lot of problems, and, you know, you can imagine two people that were so important to you dying in the span of, like, the same 2 weeks. It was just very hard for me, and especially because I had, like, a very close relationship with both of the two people that passed away. Coincidentally, that essay that was assigned was due while I was supposed to be at the funeral in New Jersey, and, this woman, I mean, this teacher, sorry, this teacher said I would have to finish the essay in the 30 minutes left of my class that I had, and I would have to submit it that class. Meanwhile, I submit the essay, I finish the essay. Meanwhile, next class, she's telling us, give me two extra weeks to grade your essays because my freaking air conditioner broke. Are you kidding me right now? Your air conditioner broke, you want 2 extra weeks to grade the papers? While two of my best family members passed away, literally died, two whole human beings passed away, and you're telling me I have 30 minutes to finish an essay, but her air conditioner broke? Okay, go sit outside. It's windy outside. Go sit outside if your air conditioner broke. Anyways, they really stressed me out a lot, and I will never forget that because, like, how can somebody be so rude to a freaking 12-year-old kid? Like, I can't wrap my head around that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was, like, so annoying. Like, I literally, like, I don't know why I still get annoyed over this, but this teacher literally was the worst teacher I've ever had in my life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't laugh, it's not funny.
I'm sorry. I feel like I might be pretty young in this.
Can you bleep out when I said freaking?
Oh, no.
It's fine.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Anne. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a great evening and a great high school life. And I will be glad to interview you about your high school life when I become a freshman. This interview has been so near and dear to my very gracious heart.
God bless you.
Bye.
I went.
Oh.
What?
It's still recording.